For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. A big part of Donald Trump's presidential campaign focused on illegal immigration and a pledge to deport millions of people. But a lot of those immigrants also are a big part of the farm labor force, making our food system work. Nicole Irwin reports on what an immigration clampdown could mean for agriculture.
On Nelson Key Road in Murray, Kentucky, lies a 30-acre tobacco farm. And there sits Nelson Key at the end of this year's harvest.
I used American workers up until 1991. Then I went to the migrant workers, and I've had them ever since.
Over the years, Key found it harder to hire domestic labor, despite offering pay above minimum wage. Migrant workers now fill the gap.
You couldn't farm tobacco without them. You know, it just wouldn't be possible. And tobacco work is hard work.
Key uses the Immigration Services H-2A program for temporary agriculture workers. Key has to show that he tried to hire locally before hiring foreign labor for seasonal work. That's how he found
Jose Jimenez,
a 33-year-old from Nayarit, Mexico. He grew up around tobacco and has worked for Key for 11 years. He says the H-2A process wasn't too complicated.
No, es difícil. Simplemente
it's not that hard, but it takes a little bit of work.
That's Jimenez, speaking through a translator. He says his cousin, who had worked in U.S. agriculture, told him about the opportunity. Jimenez speculates not everyone in Mexico has access to the information, and others are just desperate, which is why they could be here illegally.
There's places in Mexico that knowledge about this kind of paperwork simply doesn't get to them, that people don't know that it exists or they don't have access to it one way or another.
Jimenez is vaguely familiar with Donald Trump and says he isn't afraid of his threats to build a wall or deport immigrants because he is legal. But millions of other farm workers are not, and agricultural researchers say a mass deportation could threaten our food system.
We do see a policy of mass deportation would have really, really significant and negative effects.
That's Philip Walken, director of immigration policy at the Center for American Progress. The CAP is a left-leaning policy and research advocacy group, and it reports that the removal of 11 million undocumented workers living in the U.S. could reduce the gross domestic product by $434 billion on average annually, wiping away anywhere between 8.5% and 21% of the ag industry. Walken says Trump's immigration reform plan is unclear, but he is certain it will occur.
It could frankly take the form of policies that have the end result of forcing unauthorized immigrants out of the country, and that can be everything from making life as difficult as possible for them, random raids that, you know, drive terror through immigrant communities, more employment verification, penalties on working without status, and that sort of thing.
Each state will feel the impact of reform differently. A 2012 report by the Ohio Latino Affairs Commission estimates 70% of the state's migrant ag workforce is undocumented. Other states, like Kentucky and West Virginia, could feel the impact and increase food cost. And that, according to Lisa Morado, cultural and environmental anthropologist at Boise State University, threatens food security.
When we talk about food security here, we're not thinking about like famines and starvation, but we're really talking about the availability of nutritional food.
Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles, who is also on Trump's Ag Advisory Council, says producers have been advocating aggressively for H-2A reform for more than a decade.
The program is inflexible. It has tremendous administrative burden and in some cases has caused shortages in the labor force because the program is too cumbersome.
H-2A reform is a must, according to others interviewed in the story as well. But millions of the workers in our food system still face a lot of uncertainty until the president-elect clarifies his plans on immigration. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.